In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and amen. Today is the sixth day of the blessed month of Brahmāt. May the Lord begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, San Dioscorus was martyred at the time of the Arabs. He was from Alexandria and was brought up as Christian, but for unexplained reason, he left the faith of his fathers and adopted the faith of Arabs, Islamia. He had a married sister in the city of Fayyum. When she knew what her brother did, she sent a letter to him saying, "I would have preferred that the news had come to me, telling me that you had died as a Christian, and I would have rejoiced, than that the news that reached me, that you are not dead, and you have abandoned the faith of Christ your God." At the end she said, "No, that this letter marks the end of the relation between you and me. From this time on, do not show me your face and do not write to me." When he had read his sister's letter, he wept bitterly and he smote his face and tore his beard. Then he rose in haste and girded up his loins, prayed, entreating God fervently, and made the sign of the cross over himself. He went out of his house and wandered about in the city. When the Muslims saw him in this condition, they brought him to the governor, who asked him, "You have left Christianity and joined our religion. So what happened to you?" He replied, saying, "I have been born Christian, and I shall die Christian, and I do not know except this." The governor threatened him, bit him, and inflicted great pain upon him. And when he did not change his opinion, he shut him up in prison. The governor sent to the Khalifa of Egypt, presenting his case to him. The Khalifa ordered the governor to offer him leaving the faith of the Christians and entering the faith of the Khalifa. And if he obeyed, to give him much money and to reward him, otherwise to burn him the same way as in present, so it was in the past. Sometimes literally, the governor brought him out of jail and asked him to deny his faith. But he refused, saying, "I told you before that I have been born Christian and that I shall die Christian." He ordered him to be burned. They dug a large pit outside the city and they filled it with wood and they set fire in it. When the flames of the fire mounted up to a great height, they cast him in the pit after they had beaten him sorely and gashed his body with knives. He received the crown of martyrdom in the kingdom of heaven. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also is the commemoration of the departure of St. Theodosius, the confessor, Bishop of Corinth, which on the island of Cyprus, Iulius, the governor of this island, who had been appointed by Diocletian, had him brought before him. He demanded from him to deny the Lord Christ and to raise incense to the idols. When he did not obey his orders, he removed off the saint's garments and lashed him painfully with whips and made of buffalo hide, hanging him from his arms and combed his body with steel combs, inflicting him with gashes all over his body. Then they tied his legs long iron bands and dragged him to prison. He remained in prison until God perished. Diocletian and Constantine, the righteous emperor, reigned, who released him among all those who had been jailed for the sake of faith. St. Theodosius returned to his episcopal seat and tended his flock that he was entrusted with well until he departed in peace. May his prayers and intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Seios ava Theodos.